Okay, today's daf is Trumos daf Hey, and we are on Dalam Abayz as we started Maseches Trumos, and we are talking about whether, according to Rebbe Yehuda, who says that a katan is able to be mafresh, and is the cases where his father came later and said that, you know, he is not so happy with the hafrasha, or he is happy with hafrasha. So that later Gilui Das is able to be to tell us about the hafrasha's katans. That's what the Gemara said yesterday, that the father was ma'amin as al yado. He came and he added and he expressed with action that he was happy. So does that go l'mafreya, or is that mikar l'haba? L'mafreya mikar l'haba here has to do with a chalos going backwards, and that of course touches on at least three sugyas in Shas that talk about actions that then go backwards in time, and do we see the roots of that action having roots in the past and not just mikar l'haba? And that of course is breira, asmachta, and tnai. Right, those three sugyas overlap with each other, and sometimes the Rishonim discuss what's the relationship between the two. Breira, where a future event is going to happen. When we see that future event happens, do we say that the roots of that event already, you can see it in the future? Breira, your partner split up a yard, a chatzer. So do we say that the chatzer was always split up or not? L'may nafkamina, what if one shutaf was mudur hana from another shutaf? Could they each use it at different times before they split it up? And do we say zen nechras l'tok shalom v'zen nechras l'tok shalom? And they each are using their own chatzer, right? Breira, yesh breira, or ein breira, right? Until you split it up, it belongs to each other, and therefore it would be mudur hana. That's the sugyas in Maseches Nedarim. So breira, again, comes up in many places, in Erevin, and Beitza and elsewhere. Tanai, you can make a Tanai, or you can make a Tanai Me'achshav, right? A Tanai, Almanas, that this happens, or Almanas Me'achshav, or Almanas Kame'achshav Dami, so Tanai also could go backwards in time, possibly. And Asmachta. Asmachta, I give you something based on a future event that didn't or didn't happen. I commit today to do something for you based on an event that I don't know if it's going to happen. That's the sugyas in Maseches Sanhedrin and the gambling sugyas. You know, if something happens, that I'm committing to you right now. Is asvachta kanya? Is asvachta lo kanya? But that's the sugya. But all those cases are, all those types of sugyas are where an event happens in the future. And the question is, do we see the roots of that event in the past? So here, what we're talking about is a katan was mafrich in the morning, and then in the afternoon, the father comes and, you know, adds a little more to the pile of truma. So shall we say that that da'as is megale going backwards? Right, the Gemara, if you remember, right, what we're about to see, the brisa that we're about to see is brought up in Eilu Metzias, relating to the sugya of Yeah Shalomi Das. There also the Gemara talks about Das going backwards. Right, a person lost something, but he doesn't know he lost it yet. When he finds out that he lost it, that for sure he's going to have Yeyush. But he doesn't know yet, so can I pick it up yet? Right, do we say that his Yeyush will go backwards? So that it's ki'ilu behetera asil yadeh, right? It came to be beheter. Or do I say no? Right now he didn't have yesh yet, and it's still his, and he doesn't know about it, and his da'as, future da'as can't go backwards. So that's this sugya relates to that da'af in beginning of Perek Eilu Metzias. So the Gemara asks here, let's go back to what we're up to on Dalad Mabez, that ba'av evi min al yado l'mafreya nasa shruma o mikanu l'haba. Right? Does it go backwards, or does it go mikanu l'haba? That's the question. The Amr of Simi, Nishmeimin Ada, let's learn it from the following Raisa Harei. Right, this is going on, the Marafolda points out that this is a Tosefta, and it's referring to the Mishnah. According to the Mishnah's case of Tori Meshena Shalo, as we know, one of the five in our Mishnah, Tori, if I take off Truma, if something that's not mine, it is not Truma. It is not Truma. So here we go. Hari Shabbat, Balabais, Umatsu, Omid, Vitok Shalo. I come and find somebody standing in my field. Standing in my field. Amarlo, and he was mafresh. And I say to him, Amarlo, lakot lecha min hayafim ha'elu. You know, take from these great ones, right? Or as the language, if you're a member of the Bavli, klach etzel yafos, right? Why don't you take from the good ones? So we don't know, is he serious or not, or is he being sarcastic? So im hayo yafim, if there are better ones, and he said, why don't you take from the better ones? So then we assume that he was serious about what he was saying, and he is very happy about what happened. Enoch, again, up until that point, the hafrasha couldn't kick in because you don't know if he would have been happy or not. And as we know, Torah Mishnah Shalom, you're not allowed to do. And as we spoke about in Akdama, this is not Zachan La Adam Shalom Bafanov, according to that Rashba and the Ksos. This is Zachan Me Adam, but you're taking something from the person, so you can't automatically do it on his behalf. So, if there are better ones, so Eina Choshi Bishum Gezel. We don't think that there's any issue of gezel. The Rav Chaim Kanievsky says, the goli daite, denichale. He has been megalis das, that he's happy with what happened. V'nimsa balabayis maskim al yado. The balabayis is maskim. And therefore, there is no gezel. V'imlav choshi bishop gezel. But if he doesn't have better ones, so then we assume he's just being sarcastic. Why don't you take the best of my stuff? And he doesn't have any better stuff. And therefore, he is just being sarcastic. Just being sarcastic. V'im haya locate v'nosin lo. If the balabais doesn't say a word, but he just goes and collects and adds to it. Benkachu benkach in a choshib shem gezel. Then for sure, it's okay. He adds to it. That's interesting. That usually, if I'm mafresh truma, and then a week later I decide I want to give more truma. I want to give more truma. I already gave truma. I gave one, 50th. I want to give more. You can't, once you decided what hafrasha to give, you're done. You can't a week later decide. There's already truma. There's already misukan. And I want to give more truma. You give a present now. You get more truma. But if it's one big hafrasha, then of course you can. What if it just takes me a little while to get all the truma? If it's looked at as one hafrasha. So here, the pashut pshat is that it's the hafrash is not finished yet. That's the even though the friend did it in the morning and the balabayas does it in the afternoon. If he takes more, the pashup shot is that it is truma. Eino chosh mishum gezel. It's not gezel. What the friend did and it is truma. So we'll get back to that. But let's just finish the line. Siyastacha meimar lo mafreya nasas truma. Can we say that this stranger, when he was mafreshit in the morning, it's already truma? The balam didn't even know about it. The Bailam didn't know about it, so how could it be that it is going l'mafreya? Lo, mikan l'haba. Right, it must be going only mikan l'haba for this stranger. So if hacha says so to here for the katan, mikan l'haba, nasis truma. We assume it is not going backwards, we assume it is going forward, and mikan l'haba, nothing is happening l'mafreya here. Because again, if you don't know about it, so then it's, like we said, it's not as close, it's only once he's mikan l'haba, so then we say it works. The Me'iri, there in Bamitzia, Chav Beis, where this comes up, talks about this issue that I just brought up. And that is, the Meiri says, after he goes, Yirem Yisug Yizu, Sha'atorem Esheinu Shalo, Shalo Birshus Bailim, if somebody is mafrish something without rishus, Vishlichusan, without their shlichus, they weren't made into a shliach, Eina Trumat Klau, Eina Trumat Klau. So, because if you look in the maskana of that Gemara Bamitzia, the Gemara says, it's with Shav Yishliach. He made him a shliach there. So it sounds like from that Gemara that somebody else is no good. Apagili dasha bailim. Who mash armor the shavi shliach. Chachre mistavra. Umikomakom. Gdoli amachabrim. The Rambam. Pasku kistama shal shmuazu. Right? But the Rambam paskins, like in Hilchas Trumas Dalad Gimel, that may be based on Arm Yushalmi, which doesn't mention the word shliach. Shim tarm shlobashos ain't shmaso truma. Ella begili das. But if there is gilui das later on, it does work. Ketzad ba balabayis vavelo klach etzel yafos imha yisham yafos mehem shumaso truma v'imlav ein shumaso truma like the arbraisa. The maskana, the gemara over there, Bamitzia gives a nukimta to say, oh, you can't prove anything about yeish lami das because shav yishliach. So is that just a nukimta? Do we assume that's the case, or that's just getting at that it could be that and it's not a raya? So the Rambam here in Paragimol, Paragdalad alacha gimol, Dalad gimol, the Rambam here quotes, Hatorim shalom brishus, oshe yarad l'toch sada chaveiro, v'liket peir shalom brishus, k'dei shi'ichem mitaram. So, im ba balabayis varma lo klachetzo yafos, im ayusham yafos, b'asha torb shubasa truma, shahareinu makbid. You see it works. V'im lo ayusham yafos, b'asha torim, ain't shubasa truma, shlo amar lo ela derech michui. Because that's what I say, sarcastic. V'im ba balabayis v'liket v'hosif, This could be one of the examples. I have a whole sefer at home that talks about whether Rambam passes like the Yerushalmi over the Bavli, but maybe this is the Rambam's an example because the our Gemara doesn't say a word about shlichus at least right now. The Gemara there in Bamitzia Daf Chav Beis mentions shlichus. The Rambam doesn't mention that. Maybe he thinks that's just an ukimta and not the not what you have to say. So that's what the Meiri says here. Shlo amrei al derech kaas. He is only saying, if he doesn't have any better. But if the Bailam are take, so then it's all good. But now the Miri asks, Veshema Tomar, ho il v'niftru kfar b'mashatar mashliach. Here's the kasha. When the Baal comes in the afternoon, and we view from his das that he's happy with what happened in the morning, then the hafrasha happened already in the morning. The truma was ready truma, the kri was mesukan, heich rashay lahosef acharkein. You can't be Mosif Truma after you already were Mafir Truma. Follow Amru Bim Koma. We already learned. We'll learn in the fourth parak. Taram Ba'ala Biyado Achas Vishishim. Truma so Truma. If you took 1/60th, it works. Right? We'll learn. 1/40th, 1/50th, 1/60th. Chazar Vahosif Alehen. Chayavas B'maiser. If you decide to take more, that's not Truma. That's still Kulit, and you have to take off Meiser. Alma Shlochal Shem Truma Ala Tosefes. Venimse She'ainzu Truma Ala Tevel. V'chayav B'maiser's Kishara Tvalim. So, what's the Gemara talking about? That the Baal could come in the afternoon and add on to the Truma? Isn't the Truma done? Right? You're already Mafrish. So, you could give a Matana, but it's Chulin. And Chulin, you have to go off Meiser Rishon from, and Truma's Meiser. So, Tirtzu Chachmei Atzarfatim. So, he quotes from the Chachmei Atzarfatim. Right? One of the Baalei Atosfos. Or one of the, other Mefarshim. Shekol Shetaram Balabayas. Viniftar. Kol Masha Mosif Tevelu. Yeah, it is Tevel. Shalohai b'daito tchila el al machatarim b'ayin rav hu echa mishishim. Avakosh nitzra m'adei acher v'das l'alabayis l'ayin yafeh ein tosefes mafkas. Oh, if anybody was toreim midas balabayis, so then the later part is not going to be truma, if it was a real shliach. But here it was all held in limbo. Here you don't know. You don't know what the balabayis is going to say. And therefore, it's not over yet, says the Me'iri. Ain't Tosefes Mafkas. It's not over yet. And therefore, it could be that you'll be able to be Mosif. You'll be able to add on. Right? Vein Daiti Notel Devrayim. I'm not sure if I like that. And he quotes another Pshat. He says, maybe the Shliach didn't finish yet. Maybe the Shliach was still in the middle by the time the Baal HaBayis got there. It wasn't like he did in the morning and then he finished. He says, Shalom Gamar Shliach Adayin Litrum. Right? He's still in the middle. And that's why the Baal HaBayis could add on and join him. Rabbi Seinu Pirshu, Bishagamar, Ela Shalom, Amru Chumaso Truma, Elamasha Tarim, Ha'acher Velo Tosefes. Maybe it's, okay, he works out different days, but this is an important issue about can you add on to Truma after it was already added on to, right? If you might say here, you can't, unless you say that, it's held in abeyance, it's not really Hafrasha yet, until, even if it's, even if it would be in Loma Freya, even if it would be that, still, you wouldn't say that it is finished yet. Okay, that's a sugya. Vaiter. So that was a little bit about Katan. Katan, that was number, if you look back onto the Mishnah, that was number 3 in the Mishnah. Chereshot of a Katan. Now we're up to number 4. Toreim es she'enu shelo. If somebody's mafresh, somebody that is not his, so then it doesn't work. So the Gemara has the drasha. Atem prat l'shutfin. Atem prat l'shutfin, partners are excluded. If you're partners with somebody in the field and you're mafresh without their permission, so then it doesn't work. Atem prat l'shutfin, says the Pnei Moshe, she'ein ha'shutef yachol l'trom chilek chaveir shalom b'daito. And until you split it up, it all belongs to both of you. And therefore, shutfin are excluded. Atem prat l'aputrapin, also aputrapis. And aputrapis cannot be mafresh truma. That's interesting. We're going to get to other cases where an apotropist can. But apotropist, an agent, someone who takes care of the property of children, they can't be mafresh. Who's supposed to be mafresh? What if the child's a katan? So let's talk about this. Aren't they stand-ins? But that sometimes apotropist are excluded. And atem prat l'tarim b'sheinu shelo. And atem, that word, by afresh truma, also excludes toreim. What is not yours? So all three we're going to talk about. There is let's just first do this, and then we'll see the on the shutfin line. Atem v'lo ha-shutfin v'atnan, but we learned a little bit later on, in Daf Chav Zayin, shutfin shatarbu zechar zed, as a case where shutfin are taking off one after another. And it is truma. So how could you see over there that shutfin can be turned one after one for another? Ela kan l'truma gedola, kan l'truma z'meiser. Maybe there's a difference between Truma Gedola, which does not have a Shir Midaraisa. So maybe there, you can't be Mafresh without the other person's knowledge and Ratzon, because you have no idea how much he wants you to take. So that doesn't have a Shir Midaraisa. Kala Trumas Meiser, that's 1/10. Trumas Meiser is 1/10 of 1/10. So it's exact. So you can assume that the partner would not be makbid because what would he be makbid for? It's a fixed amount. It's a fixed amount anyway. So that is, maybe that's the chilek between partners. Says the Gemara, klum lamdu l'chuba gadola el mitzvah vayser. But one second, there are limudim. There are limudim, and the Mefarshim quote the limudim about learning this halacha, true men, true mesbaiser, and we compare them regarding many halachas, including here, someone else being, mafresh for, another. You see the Chaim Kadeski. For hakol ikar din shlichus bitruma lo yalef ela mitrum mesbaiser. The whole ikar din of shlichus by truma yalef for trum mesbaiser. Mehakra da atem gam atem l'rabo shluchachem. So if that's the source, then how can you be mechalek regarding shlichus? V'kiva de b'tshumas meiser ein ashut v'tarmin eich yol b'tshuma gedola. Right? How could it help? Right? V'chulu. And therefore, he doesn't think that you can be mechalek. Ella kan lahalacha kan lamaisa. Really, what is the halacha? Really, mida araisa lahalacha means bidiyaved, lamaisa means lachadchila. Meker adin lachadchila. Meker adin. It works. A shutef can be mafresh for another shutef. Because they both own it. But it gets into the, how, do they both own every little morsel? Do they both own whatever part they use? But Lamaiza, a shutif can. And the Rav Chaim Kadeski says, the pasuk excluding shutfin is really an asmachta. Really, it's a didrabanan. Midrabanan, we say that a shutif shouldn't be mafresh without the other shutif's das, because he could be makbid. He could be makbid, and therefore not a good idea. But me'ikra din, it can be... it can be done. So that's the shutfin. If you look in the Tosfos Rid in Kiddushin quotes this problem about shutfin, and he has another suggestion. Right, the same drasha is given there, atem below shutfin, and the Tosfos Rid says, but if you look, the same Mishnah that our Gemara quotes from later on in the later Perek, in Perek Gimel, so the Tosfos Rid says, I v'atnan shutfin shetarmin b'zechar zeh, Rabbi Akiva amal shutfin tarmin. V'nir li l'tari, said the Tosfos Rid, not the answer that our Gemara gives, he gives a different answer. Maybe different types of shutfin. What are they partners in? The shutfin the hasam, the shutfin over there that can be mafrish mairi, shay shutfin beperos. They're shutfin in the fruit. V'ochlenosan b'shutfis. And they eat it, they both eat fruit. They each eat their fruit. Okay, they're all partners in the fruit. So that's where we would say one can be mafresh for the others. If they're shutfin just in the planting process. But they're going to be separate regarding the fruit. So then, I don't want you to take the fruit. The fruit are mine. These are mine, and those are yours. So maybe there's a certain fruit that I want to give to the Kohen that maybe you're going to have a different opinion than me. Which fruit? So when they're partners in everything, even like the fruit at the end, so then we say that they can be mafresh. When they can't, they, if they're only shutfin in the zriya. That's the suggestion of the Tosfos Rid in Kiddushin where this comes up. But that's in terms of shutfin. Shutfin, number one, exclusion. Number two on the list was aputrapus. Aputrapus. So atem v'lo aputrapin. So you can be mafresh, but not an aputrapin and not an agent. Not aputrapus. The Gemara says, 1 minute, v'had detaninan. Didn't we learn, meseches gittin, yisomim shesom chweitza balabayis, if orphans rely on a certain person, o shemina l'mabir aputrapin, or their father appointed for them a guardian, chayavin la'asep erosein. The aputrapus does ma'aser. So what do you mean this drasha that the aputrapus is excluded? You see, an aputrapus can, and not only can, must. So what does that mean? So the Gemara again has a chilek. Chavraya amrin kan v'aputrapus la'olan, kan v'aputrapus l'shah. First suggestion, maybe it depends if it's an aputrapus forever, until the kids are able to function themselves. It's not like a temporary one. It's a permanent one until... as long as it's needed. So maybe that type of aputrapus is different. That's has more bilus, so to speak. A temporary one, that's what's excluded. That's what's excluded. Says the Gemara of Yossi Boy, in aputrapus la'olam, if that Gemara over there in Gittin, what did we just say? Our Bryce over here that excludes aputrapus, that's only a temporary aputrapus. But the one over there is talking about a full-fledged one, la'olam. But then ask the Gemara, so why does he have limitations? In aputrapus la'olam, bahada taninan, the Brisa over there, expanding on the Mishnah, says, Mocher mitaltalin vizanan avalo karkos. He could only sell movable items, metatlin, he can't sell karka. If we're talking about an apotropis, la'olam, he should have full rights, and he should be able to even sell karka if it's needed by the yisomim. So why would it be limited? So Gemara answers are different. Ella kan biyasam gadol, kan biyasam katan. It depends if the orphans become of age. Once the orphans become of age, then they should be mafresh themselves. It's their mitzvah, and maybe the apotropis can encourage them, and he can't do it unless they give him the rights to. But yasam ktanim, obviously ktanim, they don't know yet, and therefore they would be able to rely on the apotropis. Apotropis itself, as I think we have mentioned, that is another mechanism in halacha, in terms of doing something on behalf of another one. Right, the Gemara Kiddushin on Daf Mem Beis, I think we mentioned this recently, the Gemara there is struggling to figure out how exactly the Nesiim were zoche, I use that in the non-halachic zechia usage, how they were able to be kona, let's use that word, how they were able to be kona the land on behalf of all their shvatim. Each Nasi went up there with the Goral and with the Urim and Tumim, and they each got their portion. So how was it niknet to the shliach, to the rest of the shevet, by each one? So the Gemara has three possibilities. So the Gemara says, maybe, first it says, minayin sheshlucho shaladam kamoso, how do you know shlichus? Shenemar v'nasi echad, nasi echad mimate. Pasuk at the end of Bamidbar, it went through shlichus. Okay, shlichus, they appoint. So the Gemara says, 1 second. So shlichus, right, every single member of the shevet appointed a shliach, there were 5-year-olds there, they appointed a shliach, and if they were the only ones in the, in the family, and they were zochet to this portion of Eretz Yisrael, so v'hash shlichus, v'ktanim labanei shlichus dinu, ktanim labanei shlichus, right? Rashi says b'nocha leharetz v'chi azochim lahem b'tar shluchin bo v'lo eich shlichus l'katan. They got v'shila v'shilcha ishksiv. So a katan can't make a shliach. So you can't. That doesn't work. So Ella Kiha, Darab Barafuna, Darab Barafuna, Amarav, Gidal Amarav, Minayin Shizakin La Adam Shlobafanov. Shinemar Vanasiachad, Nasiachad. So say Pasik, maybe it's Zakhia. It didn't work through Shlichas, it works through Zakhia. So the Gemara says Ebatizbara Zuchusi. Is it really a schus to get a portion of Eretz Yisrael? Hachovanami. Ika, Dika, Dikhale, Bahival, and Nikhale Babika. Some people wanted the valleys, some people wanted the mountains, some people aren't going to be happy with the portion that they got. Right? We know, Sefer Yoshua. Some of the Shvatim weren't happy. They wanted this, they wanted that. So that doesn't work either. So try number three. Elakad Rabbarafuna, Dharabarafuna, Rabbi Amrab, Minayin Liasomim, Shebo Lachlok bin Nikse Avihem, Shebezin Amidin Lam Abu Trapis. How do you know the Bezin could deport it Abu Trapis? Tabalomar, I'm skipping a line, Nasiecha, Nasiecha, Mimata Tikachu. It worked through apotropsis, right? That's the Nasiim, where so you got apotropsis for even for a gadol, right? Clearly. You have an agent or a guardian, one of those words. So that's how the Yerusha Saaretz happened. It happened through apotropsis. So it sounds like it's a separate stage. Shlichus Zechi Apotropis. Also, the Rishonim right here, Adav Ben Beis, this is one of the big sugis of Chaz where it talks about the relationship between Zechi and Shlichus. Because the pashtus of this Gemara is that it's two separate entities. Because Shlichus is rejected, then it brings up Zechi. Zechi is rejected, then it brings up Apotropis. So it sounds like Zechi is Lavitam Shlichus. Because it rejected Zechi, so you have to rework this whole Gemara if Zechi and Shlichus are related to each other. But even with an Apotropis, there's a big question. Shlichus is a question about how do you look at Shlichus' relationship between the Mishaleach and the Shliach, but even Apotropsis, how exactly do you look at it? And even the two English words that I just said, an agent or a guardian have different connotations. A guardian is not them. A guardian is not the children. They just guard, they take care on behalf. An agent could be more of a Shliach, right? An agent acts on your behalf. And he is you. I'm a guardian, also acts over your behalf. But it's a little more removed. A guardian is clearly a third party. An agent is shluchos ol kaboso, sounds like. And there are many machlokos in apotropsis in those sugyas in the Rishonim. Is there one apotropsis per kid or one per family? Right, machlokos Rishonim. How widespread is their power? There is this Gemara atevel apotropsis, but if you look at the Rashba It's both. It's in Beis, but it's also, I'll read it to you from here, in Kiddushin, Membeis. Gittin nun beis, a kedusha ben beis. Atem ol apotropsin. Apotropsin are excluded from Afarshas Truba. So you know what the Rashba says there? Yesh lefarish a drasha gemurahi. Some say this is a real drasha, and that's why you have to come and figure out the sources that seem to say apotropsin does work. But v'yesh lefarish, delav drasha gemurahi, delav apotropsin. And some say it's not a real drasha. Diyadon kiyad yisomim. Because after all, the apotropis is an extension of the hands of the orphans. Vitar minu ma'asrin dvar Torah and midaraisa, they can be Torah and ma'aser for them. Delo karinon beit torim she'eno shelo. Apotropis is not called torim she'eno shelo. So this whole thing is a derabanan asmachta v'chulu. 2 days in the Rashba. How do you understand the drasha? But again, it's about how much is an apotropis a real stand-in, or not, or more of a guardian, not as much of a of an agent. Okay, again, apotropis is a big sugya. Truma and Truma's Meiser is also a big sugya, the relationship between the two of them. The Gemara, at one stage, was machalik between Truma and Truma's Meiser on Amun Aleph, but we'll see if we have time for that. But now we continue with the third limud that we started off with today. Excluding apotropis, excluding shudfin, excluding atem prat latar mishena shalom. So Maya David Le, what exactly does that mean? That you cannot be torim what's not yours. Basically, the Gemara is saying, could you be torim hefker? That's not yours, but it doesn't belong to anybody else. Meaning, what's the real din here? Bitorim esheino shalo, is it that you can't be torim what is not yours? Meaning, and even hefker is not yours, going over to a dvar hefker and being mafresh. O bitorim eshel chaveiro. Or is it just excluding, when it says eino shalo, it just means your friends. You can't be Torim someone else's. But Hefker, you would be able to be Torim. That's the question of the Gemara. What does it mean, Eino Shelo? You can't do your friends, or you can't do anything that is not yours. The Achronim wonder here that it seems like this question even reflects that Hefker is a different type of mechanism than Makdish, Mochel, Makneh, because you can't be Makdish or Mochel or Makneh something that's Hefker. You can't do anything with something that's Hefker. Until it's yours, you can't do anything to it. And here the Gemara at least is suggesting that you could be Torim. You could be Torim. So I saw the Yar Sameach in Hilchis Truma says, well, maybe Hafrasha could be looked at as Tevel already has the Truma and the Maestros inside of it. And you're just like kind of designating where it is. So you don't need full Bailus. You don't need full Bailus. Again, that's a Sugi and Yavamis discussion between Rashi and Tosfos, whether you look at Tevel as just also because of the Truma Shemo, or it's something new. But if you say that the Truma is really hiding in the Tevel already before you come. So even if you don't own it, you're kind of just uncovering where the Truma is. So then maybe you don't need full Bailus. And it's not like Makdish and Mocher and the others. But again, that's what the Gemara suggests here. Oh, can you be Torim Hefker? So we try to learn it. We take out the next three words. So we say, redefine the question. Kodesh Beinim and Adot usually means we're going to bring a raya from the following. But we're not bringing a raya yet. So, Hifgir, Kirya, what happens if you're Mafgir, your grain? Umircho, and then it's Hefgir, then you do Meruach, right? You smooth it out into piles. So now it's Chayiv, it's Chubas and Isis, and then you're Mafgir, Chubas and Isis. When it is Hefgir, V'chazav Azachabo, and then you take it back. Then you take it back. The Gemara elsewhere, the Mefarshim quote here, that there is a Dindar Rabbanan. That usually Hefker is Pater, and then you can take it back, and you're all Pater. But if you were Mafker something, and you took it back within 3 days, then you're just trying to abuse the law. Hefker, take it back. So within 3 days, you're Chayiv, and the same thing that you were Chayiv beforehand, needs Rabbanan at least. Because within 3 days, because you're obviously just tricking and using the system. But back to our case. So, Ein Tavdine B'Torah Meshena Shalo, if you say the din is that you just can't be Mafresh what's not yours. And therefore, Hefker, you cannot be Mafresh, so ancient Masa Truma. Then this Hafrasha that you did when it was Hefker doesn't work. V'im tav dine b'tarim es shel chaveiro. But if the real problem is only being tarim your friends, not in a shalo, but your friends, and then Truma. So Truma, then here, the Hefker would be Truma. So what is it? Can one be Torim Hefker? That's the question. So Dishmini Menada, let's try to learn it from the Mishnah. From the Mishnah later on, a Daftun Tes. Ganav Trumas Hektish. What if somebody steals Truma that also happens to be Hektish? We'll have to figure out how that happened. How do you have Truma that's also Hektish? V'achla. So usually the rule is if I'm a Yisrael and I eat Truma by accident, I not only have to pay the Kohen, the Karen, the principal, I have to add on a fifth. I have to add on a Chomesh, what we call 25%. And if I use Hektish, I also have to pay Hekdesh with a Chomesh, right? Both of those. So, how many Chomshin do I have to pay here? So, going after Mas Hekdesh Va'akla, Misham Shnei Chomshin, right? Two Chomeshes, one for Truma and one for Hekdesh. Vikaren, but only one principal. Why? Geneva, Kefel. Then we know Geneva always pays double. Not of Hekdesh. Sheim but Hekdesh, Lashlu Me Kefel. So that's the Mishnah. You only pay one Karen and two Chomshin. So Manu Torim. Who is Torim here? What case are we talking about here? Oh, that's Hekdesh. So Lo Gizbar. It must be talking about a case where, no, let's say the Hekdesh got Tevel, and the Gizbar, the Gabai of the Beis HaMikdash, was Torim. So it's not really his stuff. And we see that it works. Harei Ukatar Mishena Shalo. V'yadamar Chumasa Chuma. So it must be hi less taima ella. We scoot the word ella bitori meshal chavero. So it must be what we set up above. You know what's no good? Only shal chavero was no good, but shal hefker is okay because here this is like shal hefker because the gabai doesn't really own the hekdesh stuff. So he could be torim it. So it must be dvar hefker also. You can be torim. So Gemara says maybe no raya. Maybe we're not talking about a case where the gizbar did it. Oh no mar manhu torim. We take out the next two words. Bikohen shehikdash truma. Maybe it's a kohen that just was kohen as truma, and he was makdash as truma. So he, when he was mafreshid, the yisrael of the kohen, so it was his. So there's no raya. There's no raya from that case that it had to be the gizbar, therefore there will be a raya to hefker. So we'll have to stop here. We'll continue with the conversation. But again, maybe we'll talk a little bit more about hefker and how it's different, how hefker might be different than all the other kinyan ways to affect bialus. And maybe that relates to our sugya here. Okay, that takes us through Daf Hey and Trumas.